One of the famous questions that is asked regarding the exodus from Egypt and the whole issue of the slavery of the Jews in Egypt, famous question which is asked is that indeed God had actually told Abraham that his children would be slaves in a foreign land. He predicted the exile. He said the Jews would indeed be slaves. If so, the commentaries ask, then the Egyptians should not get punished. Why should the Egyptians be punished? Were they not merely fulfilling God's prediction? They were fulfilling the word of God. God said we'd be exiles. The Egyptians were God's messengers or God's agents in actually fulfilling that exile. I'm sorry about the background noise there, folks. My computer speaker just fell down. So just give me a chance here. Hope maybe people will edit this out. Okay. Anyway, so the Egyptian exile. The Egyptians were really just acting as agents of God. So God predicted it. He said he made a divine decree that the Jews indeed would be in exile. So why punish the Egyptians? There are numerous approaches to this question. Nachmanides' answer is the following. He gives a couple of answers. One answer he gives is God's decree was that the Jews would be enslaved. He never said that the Jews should be murdered. He never said they should be raped. He never said their children should be taken from them. He decreed slavery. Slavery is one thing, but genocide is something totally different. So the Egyptians went overboard. Had the Egyptians only enslaved the Jews? Could be. Nachmanides says they would not have been punished. But the Egyptians went overboard. God decreed one level, they went to the next level. That is one answer. Second answer he gives is, when someone does something which a prophet tells them to do, if a prophet, authentic prophet, would come and tell you to do something, you'd have to listen. If you could authenticate he was a prophet, of course, it could validate his prophecy, and we knew he was an authentic prophet, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Isaiah, whoever it is. If they would give us a command to do something to someone, I want you to go and beat up that person, I mean, it would be a terrible thing, but we'd have to do it. Now, supposing the prophet said, look, I want you to go and beat up that person. And as soon as he said that to you, you'd say, oh, awesome, because I've always hated this guy, and now I have a green light. So Nachmanides says, if you do that, he says, you've done assault and battery. In the eyes of heaven, you are a violent criminal. Now, the court cannot actually punish you for this, because there was a legal sanction to do this by the prophet. But since you did not do it for the reasons of listening to the prophet, you did it for your own nefarious purposes, you did it for your own sadistic pleasure, etc., that is not excusable, and the person will be punished for that. So the Egyptians, even if they knew that it was a decree of God that the Jews should be in exile, which they probably did not know, but even if they did know that, the fact remains they probably did not do it with tears in their eyes to fulfill the words of God to Abraham. They did it for their own reasons, economic, political, social reasons. They wanted to enslave the Jews. They didn't do it because the prophet said to. They didn't do it because God said to. They did it because of their own reasons, and hence they can be punished. The answer of Maimonides is the following. Maimonides says that God's command to the, or rather God's decree to Abraham that his children would be slaves was based on God's knowledge that the majority of the Egyptians would indeed make an immoral choice and choose to enslave the Jews. But God did not force any individual Egyptian to do the enslavement. He didn't call someone by name and say, you know, come here, Ahmed, I want you to ensure Imhotep or whatever it was. I want you to go and enslave the Jew and force him to do so. No, he did not do that. But he knew that given if the Jews would be in Egypt and there would be a significant minority of Jews, and he knew that the Egyptians would seize the opportunity for their own benefit and enrichment and enslave the Jews. So he can safely say, yes, Abraham, your children will be slaves in Egypt, without forcing the Egyptians to enslave the Jews, because no individual Egyptian had his free will removed. Every individual Egyptian had the ability to say, I will not do this, it's immoral and it's wrong. When they did not refuse to do it, when they happily consented to be part of the enslavement and torture and genocide of the Jewish people, then indeed they can be punished, because they are doing it as a result of their own free will. That is the answer that is given by Maimonides. So those are the three major answers to the question. Nachmanides, the Egyptians went overboard, that is to say, God decreed slavery, they practiced genocide and torture, so they can be punished for the excess. Number two, based on Nachmanides, the Egyptians, even if they knew that God had decreed this, which they probably didn't, nevertheless did it for their own horrific purposes, and thence they can be punished. And according to Maimonides, even though God decreed that this would happen, that was based on his knowledge that the majority of Egyptians would make the wrong choice, but every individual Egyptian had the right to make a choice not to enslave the Jews or make a choice to enslave the Jews. When they made the choice to enslave the Jews, they did it of their own volition through their own free will and hence deserved divine punishment. That's it for that particular question. Thanks for listening.